even need to tell you what time it is, because you've been waiting all week. It's the Fraudcast. This is your ear rapist, Ben. We got the whole crew with us this week. Blogger, professional blogger extraordinaire, Vince.
Bang!
Future NFL Hall of Famer, Brendan.
Yes, yes, y'all.
And DJ Squirrel Master's in the house, Brett.
Yay, Brett's here.
Yay, he made it. We're going to continue the Seagal game that Vince is so very proud of. We got some voicemails and emails, and there's news stories, and Vince and Brendan even saw a movie, which is kind of mind-blowing.
I don't remember the last time I saw a movie.
You just saw one.
It was blacked out, though.
Well, but you technically did see a movie.
I did see a movie.
So you got that.
I saw one with Vince. We held hands the whole time, and I farted.
Yeah, we did.
His hand?
Actually, I did have to turn to him halfway through the movie and be like, that was you, right?
Yeah.
And it was.
There's been times when, like, I've seen a movie with my brother or a friend, and we got out, and my brother said something like, man, some guy kept farting the whole movie. And I was like, yeah.
That was me.
That was me. I didn't. No one even. I guess that's a good place to do it, because no one can really do anything. They're sort of trapped.
You guys want to hear a sad story?
Yeah.
Do you know any other kind?
He knows sadder stories.
And then the puppy died. One of the four times I've actually listened to us talk on the broadcast after we do it, I felt so comfortable at work thinking I was hanging out again, listening to myself and you guys talk, that I farted.
What was the reaction at work?
Well, it was a quiet fart, but I mean, if you were paying attention, you would have known.
By the smell or by the sound? You know, audibly or?
It was more nasal than audible. Yeah. It was a little putter.
I have a friend that, this is in our younger years, but he used to buttercup us in the middle of the movie.
delightful.
What does that mean?
It's where you cup a fart. You don't know that. How dare you? No, you actually cup it into your hand.
You catch it.
Yeah, you catch it and then you throw it right into someone's nose.
You've never heard buttercupping?
No, I haven't heard that.
It's a butt grenade.
That didn't make it to Fresno.
No.
In Fresno, you just went straight butt to nose.
There's a lot of stuff that didn't make it there.
The town's pretty much a giant buttercup.
I didn't know the difference.
I hear next year they're getting a soda fountain.
It's true. Soda stream.
But it'll only pour farts.
I think I've told this story before, but I'm sure you guys have had this experience before. But I remember being in this big lecture in college, and it was so boring. Anytime there's a lecture where they darken the lights for something, which was like all of my classes,
I would space lecture
immediately fall asleep. And this one, like all of them, I fell asleep. And I did that thing where you fall asleep and you fart in your sleep, but then it turns out that the fart is so loud that it wakes you up. So like I'm not off in class, and then I fart so loud that it wakes me up, and I look around and there's like four people around me just like looking at me because they've all turned around to see the farting guy.
The farting sleeping guy. I think it could only have been topped if you were snoring, and then. And then snored your way into a fart wake up.
That only ever happens in places where you shouldn't be asleep. Airplanes and
class.
Yeah, class.
The wheel of a car.
Behind the wheel. Oh, you beat me to it.
I sure did.
So that was A, probably, that class.
Yeah. I did. Hey, I was cum loud, man. Fart loud.
Fart louder.
Loud. Do all that.
Jesus.
Yeah. Suck these jeans, Brett.
That's his that's his final joke in stand-up these days.
And I'm out.
Yeah, just go.
Cum laude.
Thank you.
Cum
laude. Suck these jeans, Brett.
Well, no.
I'm Vince Mancini.
Cum laude. Cum laude. Cum laude.
Anyone? Anyone? Cum laude. Suck these jeans.
I think I need a new mic. Put that fucking candle down.
Put that fucking candle down.
I see the light. Mm-hmm. I've got 5 more minutes. You told me 10 minutes.
Put the fucking close. Don't slam the fucking door, Tony.
Don't slam the fucking door, Tony. I think once every 3 months I rewatch that video and I still just fucking laugh hysterically.
Yeah, it's always good times.
Brilliant. Winnebago, man. My favorite internet video ever.
All right, so we got
except
a couple.
Except for maybe the one that Joe sent us with the girls, Japanese girls squirting water.
I couldn't get anyone to watch that.
What was your pitch?
Okay, so
hey, you want to see
every,
the water come out of a bubble?
Every single time that I get an email from like a big listserv, like a lot, it'll happen. It happened over the weekend for our friend's birthday. We had like a 50 person listserv.
I mean, there was literally like 75 messages on this email chain.
Yeah.
And then
And I kept sending it out, being like, "Hey, I got video, guys from this weekend." And it says in the link, like,
it
Japanese
says in the URL, Japanese underscore squirting.
Yeah,
you need a tiny contest. URL that shit, and just name it something like dot puppies slash booze.
Yeah, because you can custom the Bitly links.
Yeah, it got up on Gorilla Mask because the guy that runs Gorilla Mask was on the same listserv I was, where you know, every once in a while someone sends out their like link bait emails, and they forget to BCC everyone, and so there's like 100 emails on it. And I was like, "Hey, you guys, check this out." And I thank Joe for introducing me to that. Should I play it? I at this point, I should just play the sound clip, right?
Even the audio is funny.
Yeah, the audio is.
I'm gonna laugh harder than when we discovered poop transplants.
Wow.
This is even.
He's like pre laughing.
I know. He's all wound up. I'm just thinking about it.
Oh boy!
Wow! So this can go on Brendan's funny bone list.
It's called. It's just for the listeners. This is called Japanese long squirting contest.
Hey guys! Remember that time when Joe King didn't know what a vagina was and he thought the water was coming out of their vaginas, but it was really their butts.
No.
And we recorded him saying, "No, dude, I'm pretty sure it's a vagina, but it wasn't. It's their butts."
Yeah.
We didn't record that part, unfortunately. That was after we stopped recording.
No. To be fair, they did blur it out because, you know, Japan, you can make a video where you're measuring how long girls can squirt water out of their butt, but God forbid you show any pubic hair.
Or penetration.
The pubic hair is half as long as the squirt.
All right, here we go.
Just saying.
They're like beer bonging water into her ass.
Which Steve-O is really.
Okay, she's bending over.
Okay, she's approaching the line. She takes a power stance. All right, she's standing up. And here we go.
The sound of reverence on everybody on the rest of the crowd is the best part. They're measuring it now.
4m13cm. Hey, yay, you're the butt winner.
Hope there's someone that speaks Japanese that can translate this.
Brendan, I think we need some commentary.
Okay. Here comes Mishima Sukiyaki. Here she goes. Oh, a premature squirt. That's quite a stream, Vince.
That will cost her.
Yes.
I noticed she's got a lot of air in that stream. I don't know if she got air in the pipes, but that is really going to cost her some distance. You really want to try to channel all your muscle power into the liquid, because if you waste it on the air.
Let's hope she's been doing her Kegels.
Looks like she squirted a brownish yellow liquid all over the mat.
Yeah, that's a little bit of Santorum there.
I would imagine that is not the freshest smelling mat when they're done.
I just feel bad for the wrestling team that has to come in and do a bunch of single legs on that shit. Just sliding around.
No, it's Vince's jiu-jitsu team comes in.
Yeah, we have to wipe that up with our ascots. I think, is this the one that breaks down in the middle of it?
Yeah.
There's one that starts crying in the middle of it.
I think this is her.
I'd feel bad if she exploded.
Why is she crying?
She like squirted half the crowd. All right, well, that was fun.
Do you think that's I don't know a lot about Japanese culture, but do you think that's probably a pretty big sport over there?
Yeah, I would say that's at least, you know, behind baseball and you know, board breaking.
It's third.
Yeah.
Butt squirting?
Octopus provocation?
We're not going to have... Brendan's not going to be able to...
No, he's done. He's not going to
be able to record.
I just hope he survives.
Wow.
What's your favorite part of that, Brendan? What tickles you the most?
Yeah. Was it the pooping or is it the way the Japanese girls scream?
Yeah, what's the funniest boner there?
I love everything about it. I like there's that one where it just like with the camera angle it just looks like a blowhole, like a whale surfacing, and it's just like yeah. I love the looks of anguish. They all sound like they're in so much pain or they're like going through so much like mental turmoil, like these athletes being tried to like their limit. Yeah, and then the peanut gallery is also priceless. Oh.
I'm surprised you haven't joined some sort of butt squirting tour.
I don't know if I'd be any good at it. No? Maybe I'd just follow it around like a deadhead.
You could probably be a coach, some sort of coach.
Yeah, I'm a roadie on the butthole squirt tour, 2011.
Huge in Japan, bro. Big.
Oh, you never heard of it?
Big paychecks.
All right. Well, we got a couple of news stories this week. Here's John Leguizamo telling a story on Canadian radio about how telling a story about how Steven Seagal beat him up on the set of Executive Decision.
Getting beaten up because you take shots at Seagal, and he's a big guy.
Oh, he said he's going to punch me. He did. I heard. Right. He told his publicist, and his publicist told my publicist that he wants to punch me out.
But
he can't because he's going to be in jail soon, so I'll be fine.
He is.
Isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I heard. I better stop talking about it.
I thought he got cease and desist letters.
I thought he was being put away for
Your
a little
publicist
while.
Publicist is freaking out now. Joanne Sutherland is freaking out over
it. Is that?
No, I don't know.
She's fogging up the glass. She's back away from the glass.
So is there anyone you won't talk about because you worry about repercussions? I should have fast-forwarded this
further. Or just to the end.
I mean, I guess the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course. I mean,
or to the good part.
So what did Steven Seagal?
Let them do their own one-man show against me. Go ahead.
What did Steven Seagal do to you?
We were in rehearsals. For Executive Decision, okay? I'm playing his master sergeant, and we come in for rehearsals, and he comes in. I'm in command. What I say is law. Anybody doesn't agree? And I was like, I started cracking up because he sounded like a retard. And he came up, and he taekwondoed my ass against a brick wall.
That's clearly not true because Steven Seagal does not practice taekwondo.
It's called aikido. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't think you can ever aggress in taekwondo. You always have to have a plastic knife drawn on you before you can take any action whatsoever. Where's your plastic knife, bro?
Caught me off guard, knocked all the air at me. I was like, oh, why? What I really wanted to say is how big and fat he is, how he runs like a girl. Cause he
okay.
does. But I didn't, because all I could say was, why?
Right. I see, now you're turning people against.
I think that's all we got.
Wow, that was riveting.
Yeah.
You knew it was Canadian because he said against.
And Seagal.
And Seagal, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They pronounce weird, like, stuff that you'd never expect weird, like when, what's her face, the little spunky one I like? Skater girl. What's her name?
Avril Lavigne.
When she was introducing.
The little spunky one.
She's good. I like her.
You're just
like,
a skater. Vince, you could be her skater boy.
I would totally be her skater boy. I love her.
Do people even get that reference at this point? As she just sort of fallen from the zeitgeist?
What else?
Skater boy with an 8 and an I.
Yeah, exactly.
An O-I. Mm-hmm. Boy.
Well
boy normally has an O in it.
Anyway, what I was saying was she once introduced David Bowie, and she's like, here's David Bowie, and then everybody made fun of her, but I'm pretty sure that's probably just some Canadian
Vince
thing.
Yelled at everyone.
Because she thought it was
shut up!
David B-O-I. David Bowie.
Just screaming and then blowing kisses at your TV.
David Skater
Bowie? She just does that! David Skater Bowie.
Skater Bowie! The other day I invented an old Italian Jamaican woman.
And a friend.
Him just a skater boy. Yeah, well, he was my friend.
Sorry, it's all right. Go ahead.
No,
do
it's
your,
too late.
Do your
It's
do
too
your
late
accent.
Now. I can't even remember what I was talking about.
Come on, buddy. Do your accent.
No, shut up.
Come on.
No. Don't do that.
Hold on. You just check your phone?
I should have put that on silent. All right. Also, Spielberg admitted that the nuking the fridge scene was his idea, not George Lucas's.
That's good to know. I've been waiting for that.
What he has, like, he has any more credibility at this point? Does he?
Everybody still sucks Spielberg's ass so hard about everything.
I feel like he's just as washed up as Lucas.
I agree. I think I don't know. He's got a. I'll give him credit for like Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, and like.
I like Minority Report.
Yeah, I like Minority Report also.
When we ran through his movies, we found three that we could agree on weren't kind of cheese dick, right?
Yeah.
I liked or Munich. Nostalgic.
3 to 5.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was Munich and Munich
was.
Ryan.
I think Munich would have been better with a different director, though, because it was like it was a really good story, and then at the end of this end of every scene, you could just feel Spielberg trying to like insert cheesy drama into it where it didn't need to be.
The book, which is called Vengeance, which is just a sweet name to begin with, was really
Revenge
good.
For Vengeance.
Yeah.
The Vengeance thing.
That's the prequel.
Revenge for Vengeance, Dean.
I can't. With the revenge and the killing and all the what have you.
Can we at least get some bagels in here before we do all the killing? It's very tiring.
What's weird is Ben does the worst Jewish accent.
Well, you know.
Because he's all riding motorcycles all day.
Yeah.
He's so divorced from his own culture.
Sons of bitches.
Anywho, quick book recommendation. I don't remember the guy who wrote it, but it's called Vengeance. Awesome book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was Shlomo Vengenstein, I believe.
It was. He killed his father. Prepare to Raven!
Bring back my daughter!
That's all I got.
That's it?
That's all right. I got for that one.
All right. Good night and good chins.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And Spielberg says, what people really jumped at was Indy climbing into a refrigerator and getting blown into the sky by an atom bomb blast. Blame me. Don't blame George. That was my silly idea. People stop saying jump the shark. They now say nuked the fridge. I'm proud of that. I'm glad I was able to bring that into popular culture. And I don't know. I had an opinion on that, which was that was not nearly the worst part of that movie.
I've never even seen it.
Oh, really?
I've seen that scene. I've seen probably about 10 minutes of it.
But I feel like there was at least 5 worse moments in that movie than that moment. I could have overlooked the nuke. That was dumb, but it wasn't like it was implausible dumb. It wasn't like dumb? Fucking childlike. What are you doing? My part that is by far the worst is when Shia LaBeouf is swinging through the tree. Is literally swinging through the trees, and he lands in the trees, and he like looks at these monkeys in the trees, and he has like a moment with the monkeys, and then the next scene is like him flying through the trees
the
together. Like he has a monkey army because he like flew into the trees from a car wreck.
Do you not know how this works? You jump cut into the monkey army.
Yeah.
You need to send them a longing glance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next scene, monkey
smash
army.
Smash well, cut.
That's, yeah. That's movie magic.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened between that?
Could have been anything.
Smash cut, chimps throwing poop at the Nazis.
He could have killed their old monkey king and claimed
that's
it.
True.
And claimed it through vengeance.
He's just throwing poop. I'm your new king!
He probably got beat up by the old monkey king outside of a bar in Vancouver. I have an inside scoop. I haven't been able to break it yet because I'm still waiting on smash it to pieces.
You heard it here first.
I'm still waiting on permission to release.
Are you not going to break it?
Are you
just building it up?
Dateline, San Francisco.
Dateline, broadcast.
All right, seriously, can we not talk on each other quite as much?
We're just talking on you. We're all perfectly timed.
That's fine. No, you were talking all over each other.
We're just
trying
to upset you.
No, I'm not upset. I'm looking out for the listener.
You mad?
Well, now we go live to San Francisco, where Vince Mancini.
Dateline, front quarters. Very unhappy.
Vince Mancini, creator of news, blogger of the world, has news breaking. Vince.
My number 2 has handed me this new report. And that's, someone close to the scene told me that, so one of the commenters actually made this joke, but apparently while Shia LaBeouf was getting beat up, someone actually shouted, "Where's Bumblebee now?"
whether it's true or not, I'm almost positive it is. It doesn't even matter. That's funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Where's Bumblebee now?
Well, there's more to that story, but yeah, he was getting pummeled by a shirtless fat guy on the street. I don't know if that's better than 3 points for Gryffindor with the Emma Watson.
I always enjoy that.
That one's pretty good too.
3 points for Gryffindor.
I don't remember that one.
She was when she was going to Brown. Like they were saying when she was in lectures, and she'd say something right. Someone in the back would be like, 3 points for Gryffindor.
It's so stupid.
I know,
so
but it's so great.
Yeah.
It's like heckling. You don't really. It doesn't have to be that funny. You just.
Where's Bumblebee now is a funny sentence, whether or not someone's getting their ass kicked to it.
Yeah, it's like 3 levels of funny. Anyway, Spielberg, in typical thinks that the jump that the nuke the fridge part was the problem of that movie. It's like, no.
Sorry, I was so important to pop culture. Signed, Steven Spielberg, suck a dick.
Yeah. Seriously,
hey,
though.
Hey, guys, I really apologize for bringing you something that you're still talking about.
Yeah. Pass that on to your children, faggots.
You guys aren't as close to it as I am because you don't have to read movie news every day.
I'm
going to
go get a another lifetime achievement. See you later.
People do suck his ass every single day.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and achieve some more.
Also, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the Ashton Kutcher talking into the camera like a young girl.
No, no. I don't.
Did their publicists tell them to do this? Do they market reports from the internet that says talking to your camera? Are they that close to their fucking MacBook Pros? Are they just nostril deep in their computer's top screen?
I don't know if he's 50. Well, he doesn't have. What else is he doing all day?
He films 2.5 Men for 25 minutes.
Spoken like a true programmer.
The most
his top screen. Oh, you mean that's the only screen he has? Oh, okay.
What a loser! All right, so here's a little bit of it. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to say here.
Wait, this is like the Jim Carrey sort of talk to the screen thing.
Yeah, but it's worse because he's gonna get deep on us right now. He's gonna get deep on us peasants.
I'm about to get so angry.
Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Wherever you are in the world.
I hate this already.
I just wanted to open up a little dialogue on the state of honesty.
It's not a dialogue. You're the only one talking.
The state of truth. The status of truth as it pertains to literature and media.
God, what a dickhole.
I was reading,
this is a monologue by its very definition.
The other night by a Kabbalist named Yehuda Ashlag, and he was actually...
He went Kabbalah
speaking
on us.
About the bastardizing of he's writing about the bastardizing of
I learned a word
spirituality as it pertained or as it related to the cost of printing literature, and he was talking about the early days of printing literature, and the cost threshold was extraordinarily high, and it was very difficult to get a...
Just say shut up, haters, frowny face.
I am simultaneously bored and angry.
Yeah.
Which is tough to do. That's a tough combo.
Could you spit it the fuck out, please? What are you even talking about?
Pertains to theory and literature.
Do you even want to see where he's going
read
with that?
A book.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
right.
In the words of the book.
So many actors are like lame and actory like that, though. I remember watching this one documentary, and I thought it was going to be cool, on Scientology, and it was this like bit actor. He was one of the guys in G.I. Jane. I think he was the one that like got along with Demi Moore's character.
Jane?
Yes. And like the fucking...
I don't know why that was so funny.
The goddamn documentary, it's on YouTube, it's like 90 minutes long, and I got like 25 minutes into it, and he hadn't said anything.
Wait. G.I. Jane's a documentary?
I hate you guys.
No, go back. What do you mean? What?
No, there's a documentary on Scientology.
Oh.
And because he had left the church, and so I was like, oh, cool, because I think that's really cool. I like how they're all crazy, and like that story came out this week that they tried to go after like Trey and Matt from South Park. But anyway, I was like, oh, I bet there's like cool stories about trying to leave the church and people being weird. And I listened to him talk for 25 minutes, and he talked for 25 minutes without saying anything.
Yeah.
It's like, he's just so like,
I just want to open a dialogue as it pertains to
theretofore, henceforth.
I was reading about this cabal, and like you could boil the, he talks for four
a text,
minutes.
A text by the noted author, heretofore.
You could boil down his entire 4 minutes to, people don't have to fact check blogs, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, because someone said he was gay.
Who writes blogs anymore anyway?
What tipped this off is what I want to know, right? It's just bullshit.
His breakup with
dude, bro, I totally wasn't at that pool party. That is so false, and I've got the Kabbalistic text to prove it.
Yeah. Was there one event that did trigger this annoying video?
I think it's just there's like a whole fallout between that chick that he supposedly banged in a hot tub in San Diego, and then her, you know, she's doing interviews now. And
not to me.
See, that's the thing. He could just say, here's what she's lying about. But he doesn't say that because he
you
just wants to like cry
she's
about.
She's probably not lying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Usually when someone is guilty, they all sort of skirt around it and have 25 different...
I read this story by this one other guy and I did this and that.
Instead of like, dude, she's a fucking liar.
Yeah. Hot tub banging is not as fun as it would seem.
No, the water...
The water is the problem.
Yep.
Ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't get a tight seal on there.
Well, it's not also, a very good natural
lubricant.
Also, hot tub
drinking, incredibly dangerous.
What are you talking about? The lightheadedness and the passing out?
Well, I fell asleep.
And then farted?
Wait, okay, speaking of hot tubs, I don't know if you've seen up the street about three blocks. There's just this big place with no windows.
Ben's been inside.
I've been in there. Yeah.
What is it? It's, okay, so for the listeners, it's a place.
It's called just, Hot Tubs.
Yeah.
Thanks for jumping in. I'm glad you could finish my sentence for me. But yeah, it is. It's called Hot Tubs. I don't know what they do in there, whether they
hot
sell
tubs.
Hot tubs.
No, hot tubs.
They definitely don't sell
they
hot tubs.
They rent hot tubs.
Nope. Well, sort of.
What do they?
It's like you pay for like a sex room, basically. So it's there's a...
That is the worst idea ever.
There's rooms. So each room has a sauna, a spa, like a hot tub, a shower, a big mirror, and then like a sex bed. And you just pay for the by the hour.
Does it have grandma sheets? Is it all knitted?
No, it's like a hospital bed, sort of, with like the thin sort of fake mattress.
It's like a prison cot.
No, I mean it's up on like a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're making it sound less like a prison cot.
Well, all right, maybe it's sort of like a prison cot, but it's tiled, so it's you don't feel like you're in prison. And yeah, so there's a sauna and a hot tub and. You know, you just do a lot of sex in there.
I don't get the appeal of that because it's like, hey, you like having sex with hookers? You want to make it 10 times more gross? Why don't you just rent out a giant condom where a bunch of other people fuck hookers also?
Not grossed out enough by your promiscuous prostitute banging? Yeah. Why don't you up the humidity a bit?
Well, maybe it's for the...
Here's a big pool where everybody else bangs hookers too.
Let's get things real sweaty.
Jizz in our pool.
Come and jizz in our pool.
Come and jizz in our pool. Oh,
I love the reductionism going on there.
Yeah.
Come and jizz in our pool.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a.
I'm just saying, it's a good slogan. I would purchase whatever they were selling if the tagline was "Come and jizz in our pool."
A pool to jizz in.
For a long time, too, all around San Francisco, there was they had a ton of bus stop ads.
You know, Virginia Woolf once said that the key to a woman becoming a successful writer was to have a pool to jizz in. Of her own. Anyway, continue.
No, I'm done.
No. There's an ad that went around that they had to take down because it was a sexy Asian lady.
They really had to take it down? I think they probably just ran out of money.
Yeah. Well,
they went heavy on the bus stop posters for several months in San Francisco, and it was just an Asian lady
with the boobs covered up by the hot tub, but she was kind of cross-eyed.
Yeah, but it's so weird because
it's really funny.
It implies that it's some sort of party or something.
I like how you imply that if you could see her boobs, you wouldn't look as cross-eyed. She had her boobs covered up, but I'm pretty sure she was cross-eyed.
Yeah, but it implied it was some sort of hot tub party when, in fact,
yeah, you're invited to spend $300 to bang a whore
in a.
Cordially invited.
In a pool in this DNA this DNA swamp.
Oh God, their chlorine bill must be fucking out the ass.
Yeah, I hope so.
They have just big suits, like hazmat suits you get into.
Oh, with the gas mask panting.
This is really fun.
Vincent, more news happen, or is that the only news?
Yeah, there's more news. Hold on.
Yeah.
Printer to actually print something for you, but it took a very long time to have something.
Oh, I had a hard time with this printer.
Being
how deep?
Written to printed to published. And because publishers
therefore
had a limited amount of inventory, they held great scrutiny over what they would be willing to print.
Just a little context. He's wearing this black trucker hat that has like the chain link pattern on it, like the UFC, the UFC hats with the chain link. Anyway, thanks for the Kabbalah news.
So basically, he's making an argument for like the centralization of distribution of content.
Yeah, basically.
I'd like to rebuild the machine.
Yeah, I think it should cost more money to print.
Yeah, I want it to be harder and more selective to print.
Could we centralize this and hide
it's
it
like
from
the most
people?
Fascist fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He tries to act like, he tries to come off all pious and like, oh, I'm like liberal and I'm do Kabbalah and all this shit. But it's like the most fascist fucking viewpoint in the world.
I really wish we could have some sort of authority figure that would prevent the unattractive people from giving the attractive people a hard time, because I'm having a really hard time. I'm not banging chicks in hot tubs, and I feel really victimized by people telling me how many chicks I bang in hot tubs. Go fuck yourself.
I wish there was some sort of TV overlord that could stop shows from like 2.5 men from happening.
There, or a go fuck yourself button. That you
Go beep.
But speaking of San Francisco, MC Hammer recently recorded a rap.
This could be our song of the week.
He was at,
he recorded a rap in favor of our interim mayor, Ed Lee.
Ed Lee.
He's all up in our business. He was at the TechCrunch thing.
Yeah.
He has a search engine.
Hey!
Jesus.
Who ate up all my apple butter?
To the tune of his biggest hit, obviously. Brian Wilson's in it also for some reason.
That's what's his face with the, you know, the Giants dude that does the musics and the videos. You know, Don't Stop Believin'. What's his face?
Oh, Ash Khan.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He did like a sort of.
He does internet stuff about the Giants and he does songs and.
He was famous because last year during the Giants playoff run, he did a sort of remix of Don't Stop Believin'. That was sort of like, this could be the season, and with all the Giants players as the lyrics.
Because that's what we need, is more reason for Don't Stop Believing.
It was actually really good.
Yeah, you would say so.
We don't hear that song enough.
That song...
Yeah, Ben's face was just... he was a nonplussed human being.
I'm just amazed at that song. There's been no song in history that has been able to maintain popularity without people getting tired of it. Like
for
that
like
song.
30 years.
Because no one can stop believing for a second. If you think you can stop... They'll play it again.
Well, Streetlights, People.
Don't ever stop.
Fucking, that's just living just to find emotion.
Hold on. South Detroit.
But they've had to make...
Which is like in the river.
They had to have made so much
South Detroit
money
is the river.
On that song.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
couple,
like that's like
bucks.
That's like the Happy Birthday song at this point. I mean, it was in the Sopranos finale. It's been like...
And Happy Birthday?
Well, yeah, those in there too. But it's been featured prominently in shows from like almost different generations. Like it's been like almost 8 years apart.
It's a pretty good song.
Like the Glee did it.
Oh, that's when
it was
Glee.
Like Glee's
the Glee with their hippity hop.
I don't like it when the Glee does it.
That's the way I feel about Glee.
And their abracadabra capella.
Snoopy poop dog.
Did you guys see that ad for Herman Cain where that guy talks into the camera and then right before the end he just takes this long drag of a cigarette like he's mad gangster?
No, I haven't.
I was like freaking out about that. I didn't think it was that
just
weird.
Really weird.
It was a little weird
It was just like if you took that one chunk out of it, it'd be perfectly normal. But then like there's just one part where he thinks he's the smoking man from
X-Files. Did it have anything to do with that political ad where those black gentlemen were shoving AKs in the ladies' buttholes?
No. Dude, the AMC or whatever show where they remake commercials, local commercials, and they make them kind of cheesy is the greatest fucking idea I've ever heard of.
Start recording that.
I've just been watching the results on YouTube, and they're fucking amazing.
Yeah,
it's
I saw that like
genius.
Once. I should start.
I don't. There's no way they could have failed with that, and it's. I'm blown away that it's taken this long to come up with that concept.
I agree.
Nope, Frank Testa or Costa.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really
what?
Don't you live on the internet all day long?
Yeah.
The taxidermist from Ohio?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
Yeah. Mm. Dingleberry.
Come on, Ben.
Wow. Well, whoever's still listening.
What? That was an awesome song.
That was pretty good.
Anytime you have four mics at the same time, you just maintain one sound, and then everybody puts their own sound in, and you can just...
Four mics in the source, huh?
Ben, it's not hard. You just do it with your mouth.
I don't know what drugs you guys are on tonight.
Do it with your mouth.
It's a little something called rhythm.
I did...
motherfucking mouth.
I did want to read at least one email that we got. I'm sure Vince has some more news, but while he's looking that up...
No, you got it. Go. Go on with your bad self. I don't even know what happened to Laramie. He's supposed to...
So this one says, greetings from Canada, Frotketeers.
Can we stop doing that? Can we not be Frotketeers?
Frotketeers?
Is it like Rocketeer at least?
Your tears could be like tears rolling down your cheek.
Yeah, you're...
You cry Frotketeers.
Oh.
It says, greetings from Canada, Frotketeers, and Brett crying his Frotketeers. After watching Michael Winslow jam out yesterday, I couldn't believe how much his talents were wasted. But I got to thinking, imagine how awesome it would be if some hipster director, a Wes Anderson type, hired Winslow to do an entire Foley soundtrack for a movie, including intro and outro songs. Then I drank a 5-hour energy and shit got real. What if they hired him to do a whole Foley soundtrack, but he is in the actual movie as a background character in every scene? Throughout the movie, he is slowly coming in and out of focus, just looking wacky, but this is never addressed. What do you guys think? Thanks, guys. Brian Mike. My middle name is actually Mike.
It would kind of be like that scene in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, where he's got the band that follows him around everywhere playing like the funk music. Yeah.
I told him, I emailed him back. I said that sounds like something that they would make a Community episode out of, because they're, I feel like, one of the places on TV where they'll devote an entire episode to some weird, like, obscure joke or / reference.
He is just so insanely talented. It is mind blowing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how humankind has come up. Been able to make sounds like that with their mouth holes.
So, long story short, yes, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I'd finance it if it was really cheap. Once
your blogging career really takes off, you'll be able to finance things like that.
Yeah,
I'm excited for those days. I wanted just to get quickly to Harry emailed us and said, "Dear Frotteurs," is that better?
Oh, so much better,
Frotteurs. So I did a half-assed tally of the various words that consistently show up in the titles on Steven Seagal's IMDb page. I sort of double-checked it to get the numbers right, but not really. Total titles listed: 40, Vengeance 1, Justice 4, Kill 4, Fury 1, Force 1, Die Dead, etc. 4, Siege 2, Dark/Black 2, Law 1, The in the middle of the title 4.
You could have sorted your list, buddy. Thanks.
And not in the title, but perhaps the most telling about Seagal's career.
Oh, you almost called him Seagal.
Seagal. A Canadian, that one. Quote-unquote video next to the title, 16. Wow. But, of course, he transcends time, space, and theater releases. Best. Keep up the great work. Good night and good chins, Harry. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think it might be better to do... I think we suggested this last time, but maybe...
Venn diagram.
Yeah, the Venn diagram, or just a simple pie chart of not necessarily the words that are in the titles, but the type of character he plays, like, CIA agent, disgraced former cop, wrongly imprisoned guy, just a cook trying to save his daughter.
Well, that's at least one.
Yeah.
I appreciate that Harry took the time to scientifically back up our random off-the-cuff bullshit.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking? Like, wait.
We're not even internally consistent.
We're basically
Seagal
scientists.
Our facts are pretty goddamn dead on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that I take liberty with, but Steven Seagal movies, not one of them. I do my goddamn research
except
on Steven Seagal movies.
Death for Liberty.
Death for Liberty or Hard for Justice or... Out for necklace endangerment. I like that one. That's good.
Corolla did a really good, he does his like movie scenarios. This is a few years ago, but he did a good one where it was like Seagal was like a special ops guy, but he got, drummed out of the Corps because he punched out a superior officer because he was trying to leave men behind and out of there, And so then he's like, like washing cars at Pebble Beach. At that like super exotic luxury car thing where they have like old 20s cars, yes, like Duesenbergs and stuff.
Concours d'Elegance.
Yes. And he's wearing like...
what is it called?
He's wearing like a 1920s chauffeur outfit. And then in the bay, a sub appears. And it's an old like decommissioned
Russian
sub. And he goes into great length describing the antagonist, which is pretty funny, where he talks about he's like good looking and speaks English with like a vaguely European accent, you know, and then like says something like really, you know, like witty before he starts mowing people down, you know. And I can't remember what his line was, but it was really funny. But anyway, it was like very much it could have very plausibly been a Steven Seagal movie where like they start mowing people down and Seagal doesn't care, but then it like nicks the car that he cares about and like
yeah,
now they fucked with the wrong guy and he has to like stow away on the submarine.
It's like a twist on You Made Me Bleed My Own Blood. The chip is his car.
You made me re-wax the car. Yeah.
Right.
You know, in the action movie where the guy gets punched and all of a sudden he sees his own blood,
right,
and then,
right,
then he's the tide of the fight, yeah, turns.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one, I know we did a lot of Steven Seagal titles, but I did like this one from Johnny Logger, I think. Hey, Frot, Castards.
Also good.
Is that better? I think we're supposed to send you Steven Seagal movie titles this week, or maybe that was last week, but you know, space, time, who can keep track? Anyway, here's some. Stiff for Justice, Hard for Vengeance, Out of Breath, Gay for Violence, Frot Justice.
Gay for Violence is good.
Shred for Ice Cream. This is for Brendan. This is for Brendan. Gunt to Death.
Nice.
And Flight of Stairs. I was writing this list when I should have been paying attention to my special lady, and much to my surprise, while I was giggling over this list, she said good night and good chins and went to bed. Needless to say, I didn't get laid that night because we were married, but it was worth it. Fraught hard and put it away wet. Johnny Logger.
That was a solid email from top, yeah, to bottom. While we're on emails, should I play a couple of voice?
Yeah, yes, we have.
I don't know what Laramie's doing. He might have stood us up tonight.
Let's give some background so that the frot tards know.
Can you read one of the things, too?
Oh, so yes.
Basically,
oh, yeah, yeah.
We set up a Google Voice account. For frotters that want to call in, do you know the number, Vince?
Yes. It is 415-275-0030.
It'll probably be easier to read when he puts it in the post, but
yeah. Well,
you can't read audio.
It's up.
So that's 415-275-0030.
Yeah, 0030. Pretty easy to remember.
It's like the old days of radio. Once again, that number is 415-275-0030.
Klondike Zero.
Only the first five callers will receive prizes.
Yeah. One of the cool things about Google Voice is that it tries to transcribe the things that you say on the voice message. Also, quick tip, if you're going to leave us a voice message, please don't play me a clip from a song. I really don't care. Like, that is the worst.
Vince really cares, though.
He really loves them. And a bunch. He listens to all of them.
His favorite song is Hold the Line by Toto.
A few of these definitely will haunt my dreams. A few of these messages will haunt my dreams, like our Extremo interview, because we got some weird people reading. Some guy was talking about a tangerine. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, let's have a listen.
So Google tries to transcribe it, and I think it's really funny, the stuff that they come up with. Here's one.
Needless to say, transcribing from computers, not quite there yet.
I could listen to spam bots just talk to each other all fucking
yeah,
day.
Yeah, right?
Do you want to have a body?
Hey, I want This Is Soccer. Well, I have. Sometimes he want to movie, even though by the cloud, hey, behind you we're going to. Let's say Alan, digressing section, and I was trying to buy a mean people, so I need that in this part. We'll meet anywhere or not. Call me back with the capsules. But then you take a while. Car performance. Can you show up? Taylor surrounded by teenage blackens, and you know that they're going to be very loud. Hey, the movie's going to Cheryl. Thanks. Bye.
I don't know about you guys, but that's a great call.
Play the actual audio.
I will. I will. Hold on. There's another one that was...
I think we get it. It doesn't make much sense.
Shut up, man. I love mistranslated stuff. I love dead air more, though, too.
Yeah.
All right. It's while you're doing that, let's see.
No, I got a thing. Okay, here's one. Hey, noodle fry cast thing, but just want to say that when I hear off in stock, I think of Mayek McKay in black, and it looks like my Colleen bike, and I can't help pictures in diesel when I hear Brendan, just want to go there. So, all right, drop off.
Again, a good call. That's a good call. We've got great listeners.
Would you go there, Brendan?
I would. Let's listen
to
it.
Go there. All right, so here's one. This one is from a girl, but it's also vaguely racist, so I feel like it's a wash on it making us look good.
I thought it was from a 12-year-old, and it I made be. A little song about 12-year-old racist.
No, it says Cheryl. I think it's a girl's name.
Hey, I want you guys to talk about how sometimes when you go into a movie, you know by the crowd whether or not you are going to enjoy the movie. Let's say I went to go see Inception, and I was surrounded by Indian people, so I knew that it was a smart movie, and they were not going to act like assholes. But then you pick a wild card performance, and you show up, and you are surrounded by teenage black kids, and you know that they're going to be very loud, and the movie's going to be terrible. Thanks.
Oh, no, you're right. It's not Cheryl. She said the movie's going to be terrible. But Google read that
now,
as the movie's going to
Cheryl. That would be an interesting rating. 12-year-old racist. Why you gotta be so mean?
I'm pretty sure that was a girl.
Yeah.
I hope so.
No.
Because I got a boner.
Hey, girl. Oh. I think teenage black kids are loud,
hey,
too.
Your casual racism gives me a stiffy.
I've never been so hard just listening to a phone call.
Pornography.
You listen some more.
That was a good one. It was entertaining.
Yeah. Vince, is there any sort of
this one kind of
is there any sort of pre-rating system for people that you sort of know what you're getting into?
I've listened to all of them.
No. I mean, when you go to a movie,
oh,
how do you know?
Like three Mexicans. I give this movie 3.5 Mexicans and a Chinese lady. I give this at least 3 Mexicans and an old Chinese lady elbowing you in the ribs on the way under the bus.
So not bad.
No, what do you mean?
It's just
exactly
a,
that.
It's
okay.
That's racist rating.
I didn't like it at all. I give it 3 black families with children under 5 years old.
I find it highly stimulating. It's 2 Somalians and an ethnic slob.
I was really bored. It was like, you know, it was just like an old Republican cocktail party. Fell asleep halfway through.
Yeah, something like that would be very useful.
Then the puppy died.
This one is not as funny, but I did have a response to it, and it's a legitimate question. So here we go.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to ask a question. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to, but what are the odds of you changing the URL to where I could click on that at work and listen to the Frotcast without having the word frot be in the URL name? I've been listening for a couple weeks now. I didn't even know what frot meant. And so I'm like, hey, what's up, Google? And I click on that, and I see the dueling penises. And I realize that if anybody in my IT department at work goes to listen to that or look at that, they're going to see a bunch of dicks. So regardless of that, though, the podcast is awesome, and I'd love to keep checking it out. I was just seeing if there's any way you could change the archive of it so that when you click on it to go back and listen to earlier episodes, you don't have a bunch of waving dicks. So anyways, keep up the good work. Love you, brothers. Bye.
Thanks, Vince. Yeah, so
my response
gonna,
to that
well, I'm
is...
I'm going to step on Vince. He changed it to anal rape.
We should just change the name of the archive to the cockcive.
Well, first of all, I mean, you can always access it through iTunes, which I don't know. But first of all, I think the bigger problem is that your question presupposes that someone in your IT department is going
to
see Frotcast...
I was just about to say that.
...and then Google part of the name and then click on the Wikipedia page... that has the penises. I don't know. I feel like that's at least 3 levels deeper than any IT person is legitimately going to go.
So here's what happens instead. They see Frotcast. They check out the Frotcast. They're immediately enamored by our
exactly
constant witticisms and general good behavior.
Pleasing we are huge.
Huge in IT.
We're huge in IT departments.
Yeah. Big in the IT.
The black sneaker set loves us.
Also, frot. I mean, that's more of a Wikipedia definition of frot. I mean, it's our preferred definition, but it also just means like if you rub up against someone on a subway,
are you
for sexual
on frot?
No. Hear me out. If you rub up against someone on a subway, that is also, you're considered a frauderist. It doesn't 100% mean to rub penises with another dude. I mean, that's what I prefer.
You need to have a boner and some sort of friction.
Yes.
Basically, are you two core
I'm just pointing out that this is just the fraudcast. Fraud is only a piece of that word. It's like, you know, fucking Kevin Smith has the smodcast. That'd be just like the IT guy like deciding to Google smo because that has something to do.
Can the
like
boner what? Be down your left pant leg?
Sure. I mean,
do you need to be rubbing with that pant leg?
It depends how long the pant legs are.
Capris. They're capris.
Okay. Okay.
I have calves exposed.
Yeah, I think that's kind of quite a, several leaps in logic. Sort of.
Yeah, you're Jeff Goldbluming that shit.
Yeah.
You're getting to the snow level before you're even in the level or in the van.
Right.
Yeah.
The van's the best level.
It's pretty good.
Really, I like the snow level.
The van's going so much slower, though.
I know.
Here's one of the things, Brendan. Sounds like Vin Diesel.
Hey, new to the whole fraudcast thing, but just want to say when I hear Vince talk, I think of Michael Ian Black. I think he looks like Michael Ian Black. And I can't help but picture Vin Diesel when I hear Brendan talk. It's just what goes there. So, all right, drunk on.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
I feel like they've probably seen what I look like at this point, and I don't really look like... I wouldn't be that offended.
Spinning image.
I wouldn't be that offended spinning by Michael Ian Black, but image. I think all things considered, I don't really look like Michael Ian Black.
Think though. Luke Walton out there.
Yeah.
I'm like a short Luke Walton or like an alcoholic Michael Cera.
Luke Walton with more Grateful Dead tattoos.
Exactly.
We get a surprising amount of requests for pictures of us.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Well, you guys are all like, you know, you protect your anonymity and all of a sudden people want to know who you are.
Or jerk off to them.
Brett's got a lot of cock pics on the internet. Mostly no face, just penis. Yeah.
To be fair, Brett
you
does
can tell
have
by the scars.
A very large penis.
To be fair.
That's the word on the street. That's what I hear.
Do we have more? There's one other email that actually...
Do you want to hear like a scary, like terrifying, crazy one?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Is it also kind of sexy?
Is it a male or a female caller?
It's a fucking weirdo.
I don't know
that,
what that
can be sexy.
Oh, this one's kind of funny. I don't know. I don't know if I believe this one.
I
want to
hear a creepy one.
All right, well, I'll play you a creepy one in a second.
Hey, my job requires me to be on the road a lot. And what is it about trannies that stops them from being decent fucking, like, civilized human beings? I just drove past one.
So now we got the homophobes.
Riding a bike with his dick and balls hanging out of his fucking skirt. I mean, we don't allow anyone to do that. But as soon as a tranny does it, and you try to tell him to stop it, you'll get all indignant in your face. It fucking pisses me off. Oh, and for Brendan.
Oh, that's very nice.
That
thank you.
Great. That
thank
was
you.
Great. I love that.
That's like a girl getting flowers at work.
Yeah.
All right, so this one's the one that'll haunt your dreams forever.
Yes. I love
dreams are delicious. I like them. And when you eat one, it's very important to make sure that it tastes delicious. Because if it doesn't taste delicious, then... hey, wait a second. I got to be quiet for a moment. Somebody's coming.
Do I have to play more of this?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't have to. I just couldn't hear it.
You should.
Okay. Now, tangerines are good because most fruit are delicious, but nobody has perfected the way a tangerine should taste in candy. Artificial candy and fruit flavors are delicious, but candy doesn't taste like tangerines. Fake cherry tastes like cherry, but fake tangerine, no, it's good this different way.
Fake cherry does not taste like cherry.
So that guy's probably going to murder us. But,
so cool. Hey, but you know what, guys? Honestly, it's been fun. It's been a good run.
So let's do a little inventory.
I'm
going to
set up a dummy IP. I'll be back in a quick jiff.
So that was fun. It's been really good. You know, it's been good times.
So it's been a good run. 71 Frogcast. It's been a good run.
12-year-old racists.
So people want to know. Oh, yeah. I think that was a girl. We got the 12-year-old racist. We got the truck driving homophobe.
And the candy loving serial killer.
Yeah.
You know what? Whenever
the normal guy who
who's embarrassed by our IP address.
So
when I think about our listening demographic, though, that is exactly what pops in my mind. To a T. We nailed it, guys. Nailed every demographic I was thinking of.
I didn't mean to call him a homophobe. He might not be, but you know, when you get a 2-minute message and all you do is complain about trannies.
With their cock and balls
people
on the bike
draw
seat.
That conclusion. Anywho, let's get Laramie on the horn.
Laramie Legal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Attorney at law.
Laramie a lawyer?
Laramie
he
Legal.
He should have been a lawyer.
Laramie the legal lawyer?
Is that redundant?
Is it?
Unless he's an illegal lawyer.
Redacted.
Overruled.
Sustained.
Erection, your onion.
Hello?
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 Have I been blooped in?
Yes.
Is this that pig fucker Laramie?
Your mother's in jail for pornography.
That's not good.
My father, he don't get out much.
What is this from?
Life, mostly.
I think Good Will Hunting.
Space.
A little bit like Boardwalk Empire meets with a potted.
Yeah, something like that. So we got you back. We're going to play a little more of the Steven Seagal or porn star game. We got Brett here, so we're going to have to.
Boo! Mm-hmm. Boo!
Boo. This is America's fastest growing home game.
It is. I mean, it doesn't last very long, but yeah, so let's see. Whose turn was it? What do we? You were first, weren't you, Laramie?
Yeah, so probably starts off with Laramie. Okay. Or we could start off with Brett, in fact.
Okay, so Laramie's got 4 points. Brendan has 3, and Brett also.
Don't call it a comeback!
So it's 4-3-4.
To 8.
Let's let Brett go first because he hasn't gone.
I hate this game.
Brett, here's how it works. Well, I'll let Vince tell since he created this game and he's so proud. It's like his little baby.
I give you a name and you tell me whether this person is a character that Steven Seagal has played in a movie or a porn actor.
How do we know that we haven't done the same ones before?
I marked which ones I've done already.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Oh, shit. You've got a big text file there.
I do.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, just long enough. Just long enough, bro.
All right, I begrudgingly...
Don't be looking at my screen, queer! Screen, I don't know how that came out. Anyway, your...
Screen. Top screen.
Your Steven Seagal character and or porn star...
Would you type it into a computer? What the fuck is going on
Brendan
here?
Brendan, quick.
William Lansing. Is William Lansing a Steven Seagal character or a porn
quick
star?
Quick answer.
That is... hold on. What is the computer ruling on that one?
Ooh.
That is a Steven Seagal character. William Lansing is Steven Seagal's character in the 2004 classic Out of Reach.
Ooh. Also a porn title. What the fuck? Out of Reach? Steven Lansing?
No, I think
William Lansing.
Just in Reach.
The funny thing about that, that's actually the character that gave me the idea for
just
this game.
Just out of reach around.
You beat me to it.
That's the character that gave me the idea for this entire game because Lansing is the city where Steven Seagal grew up in. And I'm pretty sure William must have been the name of his first dog or something.
He would name his first dog William.
And
I'm going to give it a human's name.
The summary of that one.
I'm going to give it a homeless name.
I'm going to give it a human's name.
Billy Ray Lansing, a former covert agent turned survivalist, discovers that the foster program he is using to help a young girl is actually a human trafficking network. Lansing heads overseas to find the girl and shut down the operation.
Whoa. Type William Lansing porn star into the Googles, and I guarantee you get a hit.
Brendan, if a Japanese woman shot a banana out of her butt, what would happen to you?
My head would explode. What if someone picked up the banana and then said, I told you not to call me here? Yeah, then my head would explode.
I put that into the Internet Adult Film Database. Nothing came up, so kiss my ass.
Laramie's turn.
Are you ready?
I'm a survivalist.
I'm a survivalist. I'm not going to eat food. Laramie, your character, Steven Seagal character or porn star, is Frank Myers.
Frank Myers. God, this game is so fucking hard. I'm going to go Steven Seagal character.
Much like my cock.
Let me consult the computer on that one. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm truly sorry. Frank Myers is actually... the star of Bear Huge Dicks.
Yeah, he is.
As opposed to covered with something? I guess a condom.
It could be hairy.
Or is it B-E-A-R?
No, B-A-R-E, I think.
Is it B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E, huge dicks?
Oh, it's B-A-R-E, yeah, but I'm sure
Brennan, there could be hairy huge dicks.
Yeah.
He's also, Bear Huge Dicks 14. He's only in one film, unfortunately.
Wow. A popular series.
He didn't make the cut for 15.
Yeah. All right, so the score is still 4-3 to 0 for Brett.
Weirdly enough, Frank Myers is from Fort Myers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he uses the same,
naming convention that
that's what I was going for. Yes. All right, Brendan, your Steven Seagal character and or porn star is John Sands.
There can't be anyone who enjoys.
Hold on, first of all, it can't be and or. It's or.
What
you said? Yeah. And or.
Oh, you're right.
That would be a trick question. In which case, you would be voted off the island.
John Sands.
There's no way that people enjoy listening to this.
Why not? It's awesome.
I hate this game.
I'm going to go with Seagal character.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Now Brendan loves it.
I'm 4 for my last 4, you guys.
That
John Sands was a character in Flight of Fury, and he's sent in to recover a stolen stealth bomber. His trusty sidekick, Rohar, and ever-faithful Jessica fight the rebel forces of Afghanistan.
Rohar. Now that could have been a trick question because he said and or, because John Sands could have been in Flight of Fury.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he was.
Yes. That's probably
sad. Although it might have been.
I'm a bird.
It might have been John. It might have been John Hands.
Right.
Get it?
Yeah. No.
Flight of Furry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Ben, your character or porn star is Mason Storm.
That's got to be a porn star.
That is incorrect.
What?
That was one of his better known movies. That was like Executive Decisions or something, right?
That was Hard to Kill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I got Nico, but man.
That was Hard to Kill from 1990.
Not to be confused by Killed by Hard.
Mason Storm, a go-it-alone cop, is gunned down at home. The intruders kill his wife, and they think they've killed both Mason
right,
and his son,
he's in
too.
A coma.
That's when he comes back as John Doe.
Mm-hmm. When Mason wakes up, everyone is in danger. Himself, his son, his best friend, his nurse, but most of all, those who arrange for his death.
Wait, so he wakes up, he doesn't know who he is, but he knows who killed his wife?
Wait, I have a different, possibly better game, is where we take or we outsource the descriptions of Steven Seagal movies and replace any reference to death, murder, kill, or vengeance with something sexual and see if we can come up with an equally good pornographic film.
All right. You can pitch that at the next editorial meeting.
Oh, God. I never get any say in those things.
Why does he go after his nurse?
I don't know, man. All right.
Like he just wakes up angry?
I think so.
Okay. Fair enough.
Brett.
Boo.
Elijah Kane.
Porn.
That is false. That is actually a Steven Seagal character.
Our rate is way below 50% on these somehow. Like, even random luck.
It's really hard is the problem. I should have made this a little easier somehow.
Really
Elijah Kane.
I'm trying to find the damn movie. I don't know where that one came from. Anyway, moving on.
You can't. Well, back it up, pussy.
No, I can't find it.
You can't just. Can't just roll like that.
That's how I roll.
We
only got a few questions left. We're coming down to the wire.
All right. I think the world is rejoicing.
You've been doing this for 3 weeks?
Four weeks.
Jesus, have I been gone that long? This is what happens when I'm not a fucking around.
Last time you were here was
'09. Oh, God. It was a good year.
It was a good year.
Good vintage for the broadcast.
Yeah. The 09 year?
Laramie, your character is Giovanni Valenti.
Giovanni Valenti. Seagal.
God damn, you guys are terrible tonight. Giovanni Valenti was in America's Next Top Tranny from 2007.
With their balls hanging out on the bicycle.
He was also in Decepticons.
Where's Bumblebee now? Look, they're all callbacks.
He was in 2009 Surprise Package.
I got nothing.
Underrated. Underrated.
Brazilian she-males.
Happy birthday. It's a dick.
Oh, man.
House of she-males, 6. She-male mania, 6.
House of she-males.
And my favorite, this is for you, women, exclamation point.
Women or woman?
This is for you, women, exclamation point. From
surprise, also a dick.
Yeah. And next.
I should have known because the MPAA guy's last name is Valenti, or was.
Oh, yeah, so Jack
I
Valenti.
Kind of a send-up of him.
Yeah, you'd think. But apparently not.
Unrelated.
Brendan.
What?
What's going on, bro?
Hi. Can we talk about farting?
What about banana phones coming out of butts?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Jack Taggart.
I don't like this game.
Jack Taggart. Jack Taggart's got to be... This game is too hard. That's got to be Seagal.
That is actually Seagal.
Yes!
Is Brendan
you have the lead now.
Jack Taggart.
Brendan's up 5-4.
That is okay. Now
what
for an extra point, for an extra 5 points.
What movie?
Can you tell us what movie it comes from?
Kill for Justice.
I can't even remember which ones we've already gone.
Murdered for Death.
It wasn't Black Cracks 5.
Let's go with executive decisions. Executive orders. Executive decisions.
It's executive decision where he had sort of a cameo.
I'm sorry, that's false. It is actually Fire Down Below from 1997.
Also a porn.
EPA agent Jack Taggart is fighting big business types led by Orrin Hanner, who are dumping toxic waste somewhere.
Wait,
stop!
Stop! Stop!
What?
Instead of fighting, put fucking. Think about it.
If EPA agent Jack Taggart is fucking big business types led by Orrin Hanner, who are dumping toxic waste somewhere in the Kentucky Hills region. They also fucked his fellow agent and are fucking the nature of the region.
See?
Hold on, there's another summary. EPA agent Jack Taggart is stunned to hear from his boss, Phil Pratt, that his best friend and fellow agent, Frank Elkins, has been found fucked in Kentucky after Frank's truck plunged into a river.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then there, yeah, so the porn Fire Down Below is porn stars that all have gonorrhea, I think.
No doubt.
Yeah, Fire Down Below.
Your truck fell off the hill and you got fucked.
You got fucked. All right, my turn.
All right, last round.
Oh, yeah. Well, the redheads with gonorrhea.
Redheads
with ginger.
Oh, don't all redheads have gonorrhea?
They're born with it, yeah.
It is their curse.
Yours is John Hazard.
God damn it, that's got to be porn.
Yeah, it is correct.
Yes!
Can you name any of his films?
Let's see. We've got some good ones going. So
Cocksplosion 1 and 3.
Vince has a good mix of gay and straight porn in there. So I'm going to go with straight.
He's actually a bottom.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you, man.
Slam My Manhole 8.
He was actually in 2011's Bad Boys Get Spanked and Then Fucked.
I was so close.
Does that have a comma or a semicolon?
Neither.
It is sequential, though.
When Bears Attack from 2006, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Vince owns the entire When Bears Attack collection.
He's also in Fucking Around from 2008. Gridiron.
Wait, that was an ING or an IN?
IN with it did have a yep. Full apostrophe.
Classy.
He's in Gridiron Gangbang from 2009. Seize Your Bottom from 2008.
Oh, God.
And I don't even know what this one means, but he's in Tread Heavy. Here's one. Here's a movie parody of Liam Neeson, I think. It's Taken, : To the Lowest Level. All right, so last
Why
one.
Why wouldn't they
Brett.
Just have Taken in the ass?
I don't know. Or Taken from behind.
Yeah.
You'd think.
By a bear.
Taken by a bear.
When Bears Attack.
That's pretty good. Ben.
No, it's Brett.
Is it?
I just got that right.
Brett, Manuel Ferreira.
Seagal.
That's false. He's actually a quite famous porn star with over 1,000 titles, including Bang That Black Bitch White Boy, Dirt pipe milkshakes.
Dirt pipe milkshakes.
I think that's what the Japanese girls were squirting.
I don't even want to know what goes into that.
Pipe milkshakes.
Can I get a dirt pipe malt?
Yeah, you could get that.
He's even has his own title, like Emmanuel Ferreira fucks the mall.
Like the mall? As in he went shopping and then fucked everyone there?
He's in One in the Pink, One in the Stink, 1, 6, and 8.
Oh, nice.
Those were the best.
No, whoa. 2 is when they hit their zenith, really.
He's in Anal Expedition 1 through 10.
Yeah, those were definitely the best of the series.
Bring your helmets.
He was in Big Cock Seductions.
Don't forget your flashlight.
Well, they got it on the helmet.
It's
It's an expedition down into the
butt.
That's
called a headlamp.
Into the butt.
We're going in.
Spelunking.
All right, last one. Oh, no, we're done, right?
I don't know. What's your game?
I think we're done.
So Brendan and I tied.
Yes.
Brendan had a furious comeback.
Well, we still got a few more titles.
Oh,
we can say this.
let's do it next week.
Here's the moral of the story. Vince should never put effort into anything because it all brings.
You're just a dick who just shows up once a month to complain about the things I do.
Do you know how much brighter your evening has been having me here?
None at all.
You just show up and ruin his podcast.
Oh, God, every time.
Well, if you want to transition to a movie that you guys saw, we did get an email about that as well.
What's that?
Well, I'll read it, and then you can decide if you'd like to talk about the movie that you actually saw.
All right.
So, dear Film Drunk Fraudcast, my job would suck harder if it was not for the Fraudcast Thursday mornings or Friday mornings, you son of a bitch. So thanks for that. If you're not the Fraudcast America needs, you're the one she deserves. Kissing aside, I scored a film pass at the Austin Film Festival that starts tomorrow with a screening of The Rum Diary, which I believe begins with some sort of fart noise appreciation award to Johnny Depp, the guy who wears mascara while sailing. There's a few movies that I'll try to catch, and I'll report.
That should be on his business card.
There's a few movies I'll try to catch, and I'll report back with my take on them. I'm not an aspiring blogger because I didn't get my degree in ascots and creative writing. I got mine in eccentric ties and history. Plus, no jack-off couch, just a musty leather chair. Oh, and did I mention this fest is going on downtown Austin? So I'll be pretty shit-faced for this whole thing. So maybe I'll come back with a made-up, I said goodnight and good chins and she blew me story. Faithfully yours, Cody. I enjoyed that. And he's at this point saw The Rum Diary, which you guys actually saw.
We did. Larry, did you see that?
No, I see it tomorrow. I saw it in time yesterday.
Oh.
It's too bad that they had to cast Justin Timberlake in that because it looks kind of cool, but he is not a person I want to watch in an action movie. How was it?
Oh, it's not good. Yeah. The director, did you see Lord of War? Anybody? Anyone?
I did not.
Was that the Nick Cage one?
It is. And the theme of Lord of War is guns are bad. And they show you how for 2 hours. And the theme of In Time...
Time is bad.
This is a metaphor for rich people. So they like, there's the poor people in the ghetto who run out of time, and then you go like 8 districts over, and it's the rich people who are like, shaw, they wouldn't know what to do with the time if they had it, am I right? You're full of money, And they have drivers and guards and stuff, and you're like, I get the metaphor, dude. Please stop doing this. But he doesn't. Like 2 hours of that.
Hmm.
So I like the whole metaphors for idiots theme.
Yeah.
Just like, get it? It's we're saying one thing, but we're meaning something else.
It'd be every zombie movie to me.
Yeah, that's every Romero movie. Even I've been catching up with Sons of Anarchy on streaming, and it was like really good for the first 2 seasons, and like the 3rd season, like every episode has like a reference to like, oh, the prince, and I'm like, okay, we get it, it's Hamlet. Shut up.
That's the worst, because like, who? What's the point of referencing Shakespeare at this point? We get it. He fucking wrote some shit 500 years ago.
It's a nice change of pace from the Bible. Get it? He's Jesus. Movie over.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Everybody thinks
that's what was happening in The Passion of the Christ.
He's Jesus.
He was
a Jesus figure.
Because the rich dudes at one point go, many must die, so some may live forever. And so he's like, they're basically like, they're rationing time for the poor people to fuck the poor people over, and then it's like, you know, the 1% or whatever. And I hate rich people. Like, I totally am ready for this metaphor if it's good. I drive a Civic. Like, I'm all for it, dude. Let's go to class warfare. But it's so, like, unsubtle, and it's so just, like, demeaning to everyone involved that eventually you just get mad. You get mad at the poor people then. They can't write better stuff.
Do the rich people throw time at the poor people and watch them try to collect it?
So there's, like, a locked up, the dude's got, like, a locked up
safe with a million years in it. And, like, all the poor people are, like, living an hour at a time, right? They're like, you know, like, your groceries cost
You're making
minutes.
This up. Is this real?
No. Yeah.
What?
Your groceries cost, like, 30 minutes. And, like, one of the first scenes is Olivia Wilde's his mom, because everyone stays 25 forever, and you just, you keep living past 25, but you don't age anymore, and your clock starts at 25. So she goes and pays some bills, which cost her 2 days, which is a lot, again, all right? And she's got, like, an hour and a half left on her little clock before she dies. And she goes to catch the bus, and he's like, yeah, it's 2 hours now, inflation. And she's like, but it's like a two-hour walk. She must work, like, 80 miles out of town. And so he goes, sorry, chick. And he goes, but I won't make it. He goes, you better run. And he closes the door. So she starts sprinting because she knows she gets to need more time. You can get more time from other people that can, like, hand it off to you. And she fucking is running towards Justin Timberlake, 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds.
No.
She's like, ah! And he's running towards her, and they jump towards each other, and she's dead.
Wait, so the entire movie is that cliched fucking countdown on the time bomb? The entire movie is that? Over and over again?
I mean, it's mostly that, but it's also about how, like, these goddamn rich bastards are hoarding all the time for themselves.
They're making time bombs out of everyone around here.
This isn't real. Laramie's making this up.
Like, he gets to places where the guy's got, like, a century, and then one other guy's got, like, 1,000 years. And meanwhile, him and his good or rat friends are living off seconds. What's going on?
Laramie, you're making this up. I'm calling shenanigans
I'm not.
On you.
Hey,
this
I'm
is
not.
A, how do, is,
go see it.
How is this a real movie? Ah!
When they die, when they run out of time, what happens?
They die.
They just like pop?
We don't know what happens.
It's just like there's no more money.
No
money
one's
is
seen
time.
This movie.
Genius, get it? Time is money. And so they fucking, but like, they set up this logic
this summer,
where there has to be a ton of poor
money.
People. There has to be a ton of poor people always dying, so that the rich people can have a lot of time. And like, so he gets, you know, a bunch of time, obviously, because it's Justin Timberlake and it has to be a story. And like, they're just trying to track him down, like using like old school detective methods. Like, okay, so they can install a fucking clock in you that makes your heart stop, but they can't install a goddamn tracer to see where you fucking are on the grid. What the hell?
Yeah.
What is? And he kidnaps Amanda Seyfried. And let me guess. Do you want to take a guess what happens with their relationship?
He rapes her.
They bone.
Rape.
They bone.
He jizzes all his time into her.
They find a way to make it work.
Dirt tunnel milkshake.
No,
she is a rich girl who's never been around the ghetto and never understood like the consequences these poor people are living with.
Dirt.
She's a rich girl, and she's got some time, and she's gonna have sex with Timberlake.
Milkshake. No one can resist Timberlake, even in the future.
She can rely on her time.
Laramie
hates us.
All her time gets taken by some thugs, and then she knows how it feels.
Wait a minute. Do they like rape the time from her
anymore?
They just rape her time.
You take people's time by putting your arm next to theirs.
Oh man, that would be a bummer. I would wear some protective shit on my arm.
I think we need to compile a list of all the lamest cliches. Like, I'm sure Brett's experienced this going through illustration school.
One wing, angel. Other wing, devil.
Yeah. But I feel like every
devil wing.
If you're in a film class or like a drawing class, at some point there's some person or persons who think that it's really cool to shoot like a whole film where you're just where the camera's only focused on their hands or feet, where it's like a whole story. It's like it's just their feet, but you can tell what's going on. We're just gonna film their feet, or I'm gonna draw different people's hands, and it's gonna be like you see what they do through their hands.
You're so novel. What a good idea.
And it is a good concept. I think it's a Philip K. Dick story, and it could have been awesome. But instead, it's just horrible, horrible, aren't rich people the worst nonsense.
But it's so true.
I don't think rich people might have funded it. It's so bad.
Well, I don't know who else would fund it.
I don't get what the whole enamoring, fucking, long-term lasting love affair with poor people is. They are ugly, and they smell. And sometimes, after they get a sex change, they ride their bike around with their balls hanging out. Stop being so poor.
I am the
Cillian point. Murphy is a hard charging detective who, like, he's a timekeeper. Like, he keeps time. So if you come up with 100 years and you're a gutter rat, he's going to have some hard questions.
I've got a watch, friend.
Show me your arm. Show it to me.
It's quite a film.
Laramie hates us.
That way.
Just because he hates the movie film. Doesn't mean he hates us.
But you should see Lord of War, too, because that's even stupider.
I did see that. It was pretty boring.
A ringing endorsement. Thank you.
Guns are bad. And you can tell because I'm shooting somebody with it.
You guys want to see a movie you'll hate? Check this shit out.
I saw.
Well, it's not enough to be like. It's not enough to get into, like, you know, guns and wars and that, you know, we fund wars and, you know, fucking despots ruling over kids. You got to show, like, the gun actually, you know, to some white dude shooting down little orphans with a gun because he's a gun runner and that's what they do.
Again, like, orphans sure not from. That not that endearing or desirable.
Yeah, maybe if they have fur.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're little furry orphans, like those little hair beasts that they have in
and
Spain.
You just got bullets laying around. I mean,
or like the little white snow seals.
Yeah.
Oh, those orphans I'd take home.
Yeah. Or a capybara.
Yeah.
No, no. What? Capybara?
Me and Bernsie have an argument on whether haraxes or capybaras are better.
Haraxes.
Yeah, I agree.
Concluded.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and Brendan saw Rum Diary. Should we save that for next time? Or
it's up to you guys.
It was good.
I liked
running
it.
Running out of time?
Brendan didn't like it as much as I did.
You're running out, you were,
you were
out
made
of time.
For that movie, though.
I was, yeah.
If you didn't like that movie, it would make less than a dollar at the box office.
Well, it's also like it's also riding the line of I really like the book, so there's a chance that I could hate it because, you know, they went against something that, you know.
From the trailer, it looked like you'd like it.
There's a lot of books that I like that the movie is not good.
From the trailer, it looked like
Transformers 3?
Yeah, that was
much better book.
Very disappointing. I mean, fucking Faulkner would be pissed if he saw what they did to his legacy.
Well, she's dead the whole time. See, she has a chapter, but she's already in the coffin, right? She's writing it from the coffin.
We'll go into Rum Diary next time, but
I actually saw a movie too.
What'd you see?
I saw Paranormal Activity.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really
the
did.
The original one or number 17?
17 just came out.
Ooh, God, that must be super scary.
They're releasing one a week.
How was it?
If you didn't like the other ones, you'll dislike this one just the same.
Wait, why would we watch them backwards?
You wouldn't.
Was this Memento?
I enjoyed it. It's sort of a prequel where it's the tapes are all from 1988. So they did a pretty good job of making it feel like 1988, and they all feel like VHS tapes. So I enjoyed it. I don't know.
Did you really watch a sequel to fucking Paranormal Activity?
It's the third one, yeah.
My God, man.
Yeah.
You know you're going to die someday, right?
Well,
like at some point, you won't exist anymore.
Well, I chose.
You will have lived this life doing shit like watching Paranormal Activity 3, and then you'll be dead. And well, that'll be it.
I'm more pissed about seeing movies like Scott Pilgrim. That's what it is a suck
God,
in my
if
life.
You had minutes, I would just pull them out of you over and over again. Just Brett, take them away from you. You don't deserve these. You don't deserve
take
these.
Your minutes and give them to a tranny with his dick hanging yeah. out on a bicycle.
Or a baby seal. I'm like, hey, sit around on this iceberg for the next 80 years. It will be infinitely better spent.
Brett, let's be honest.
I'm going to give all the chicks that squirt water out their butts.
Yes, here. Hang on to that water for as long as
squirt
can.
This time out of your butt.
just hold
it's
it in.
It's better used just than bed going to Paranormal Activity 3.
Brent, did you go to a theater?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
You went outside? Did you tell people where you were going when you did this?
I tweeted it.
I tweeted it. Silly twat.
I don't. I liked all three of them, so there you go.
You would.
I would. I'm the one. You three are all pretty similar, and then I'm over here just
fucking wild card,
just putting on a Jew hat and fucking killing Jesus every week. That was me, my friends and I. Yeah,
I thought this week you'd make it through.
My friends and I. Meanwhile, Brendan's waiting for the film adaptation of Banana Phones Out the Butt 4. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed.
Well, Laramie, this is my advice for enjoying Rum Diary. Try not to focus on how shitty Amber Heard is, because she's pretty shitty.
Okay.
Other than that, I liked it quite a bit. But it's got a bit of the Knocked Up problem, where I guarantee there's going to be like 100 film critics who are like, they don't have any strong female characters and blah, blah, blah. And that might be part of the problem, but also a big part of the problem is that Amber Heard is not very good.
So I need two ratings from you from Rum Diary. One, I don't know what sort of you give it a grade. So what's the grade?
Oh, I give it.
Do it racist. That's a racist
dude,
grade.
Joe, you stepped on the joke.
I was
you
gonna
stole
say
the earlier car steering wheel thing, and I was really excited about that.
So two grades. I was actually going to ask that. What's the race grade and what's the school grade?
I give it 3 Puerto Ricans and a drunk Indian.
I don't know what that means, but that sounds accurate.
Yeah.
And what's
well, it's set in Puerto Rico, so.
What's your school grade for it?
My school grade for it?
Like A through F.
Or a class, like phys ed.
I'd give it an A minus.
Ooh. That's a high grade for film drunk.
I really like it. I mean, I'm
have you ever given
it's a movie, like the theme of the book is that, you know, he's a writer and instead of ever doing something that you don't want to do, just drink a lot and tell everybody to go fuck themselves. That's like the theme. That's the theme of the book. And you will change the world. That's the theme of the book.
That's how Film Drunk lives.
Well, it's like every, you know, it's like Entourage for what Entourage is for douchebags. Like the Rum Diary is for like asshole writers.
Drunken expats.
Yeah, basically.
Aren't women to blame for not having strong female characters in movies?
Yes.
They should work out more.
Touché, it's like, yeah, I agree.
Too fat.
I don't blame them, but it's like, you know, I don't want to see a movie where a guy tries to write his idea. I'll see a movie where a woman tries to write her idea of a strong female character, but I don't want to see the movie where this where like a guy tries to tell the story of someone who he is not. You know
not
what
to
I mean?
Mention, why the fuck are you worried about it? It's a book.
Like, here's what I'm saying, though.
Adapt the source material.
The female gender, you don't see a lot of strength, is what I'm saying. You know, it's not a deep bench.
Certainly not upper body strength.
Yeah.
But if you look at a movie like The Help, right?
Uh-huh.
There's some strong females.
That's true. And folksy.
I bet you, did a fella write that? Did a fella write that book?
Folksy is all hell.
Did they not need help
bluesy
lifting heavy objects?
It is.
Yeah.
Wait, Vince, has a movie ever gotten a straight A?
Yeah.
Like what?
I think I gave Scott Pilgrim a straight A.
Ooh, oh, so suck sad it, Ben. Suck it.
I gave,
you die.
I gave Bad Lieutenant.
The second one?
I gave the Herzog Bad Lieutenant like an A+, because that was fucking
that was
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's still
right?
Dancing.
When Bears Attack 4?
Still dancing.
When Bears Attack 4, yeah. All right, Brendan.
I don't really have too much to add to it. I liked it. I didn't love it. But yeah, it was funny.
Did you at least get to sneak your cell phone in without having to put in a paper bag?
Yeah, we I told Vince I wish they handed out fedoras with little cards in the brim.
Press.
That said press, but they just gave us these stamps that had smiley faces.
Yeah, I'm saying
they didn't even have a custom stamp.
Oh, no. Brendan got to experience the joy that is the other film critics to see the world that I live in. I always work in this coffee shop, and there's this other film critic that comes in and sometimes, and you can just look at him. You can just look at him and know that you hate the guy because he wears, he's like a 47-year-old dude who wears like a suede beret.
No,
yes,
that's not true.
Yes, it's true.
True.
Brendan. And,
yeah.
No one wears a beret.
No, this is true. I can co-sign. And we had a discussion before the movie started about, like, do you think he, when he leaves the house, he looks at himself in the mirror with his beret on and he goes like,
nailed
yeah
it.
He goes like, yeah. No, we were thinking more like Marky Mark at the end of Boogie Nights when he pulls his hog out. Like, yeah.
He's just gun-fingering himself for his super, super bohemian intellectual street cred that he's giving himself right now.
Those are your peeps.
Do you talk to that dude?
No, I don't. But every once in a while, he'll come in and like practice his French with somebody, and he's like speaking French to some guy.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting there. I'm just like, I want to choke. I want to slit this guy's throat. And then I'll like write a snarky tweet about it, and I'm like, God, I hate this city. It's like, there's an asshole in a beret speaking French,
no,
and I'm going to write a snarky blog about it. Meh.
You tap him on the shoulder, look at the beret, and go, dude, what the fuck?
Shouldn't he be fluent?
He also chews really loud.
Oh.
And he'll sit down and sort of near me sometimes and chew and sip his coffee
redeeming
real loud
qualities.
I was like, I want to crush his trachea with my boot heel.
One day you're just going to rear naked choke him and leave him sleeping on the
It is
floor.
A complicated food web in the blogger community, isn't it? You're like the needlefish and he's the remora.
Tell him about the other dude that we're sitting behind. Who you like? Where you kept looking over at me, like going, "Is this real? Is this real life right now?"
Yeah, he had this like vaguely British accent, and he was like showing some other guy pictures of his daughter on the phone, you know, on his phone, and he was like, "You know, she's so pure, and I don't want her to get infected with all the
bad things that go on in this world. And he's like, the other guy's like, yeah, but you know, it's just a matter of time till someone says something. And then she goes, Daddy, what does that mean? I was just like, is this, oh God.
This conversation went on for like 10 minutes in the entire theater.
During the movie?
No, before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was before.
While we're waiting for it to start.
It was terrible. Anyway, as far as the movie goes, Giovanni Ribisi stole the show. He was really funny.
He was.
I thought I laughed. There were some really funny parts, but I'll say there was never any parts where I was like laughing really fucking hard. There must have not been enough banana phones. And
or,
then also
or butt squirting.
I did feel like there was the comic relief. It was like comic relief where it was just like it would punctuate these parts, and then there was long stretches of it being kind of serious. And I don't know, maybe I was going in the wrong expectations of a little more Hunter S. Thompson-esque character, even though, you know, I knew that The Rum Diary was a novel and never actually read it. You know, it's good. It's enjoyable. I definitely recommend it. And if you're a big Hunter S. Thompson fan, I'm sure you'll love it. But I guess I just didn't love it.
I'll have an in-depth analysis up at some point. But yeah.
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, before we take us on out of here... if you're in Oakland, November 15th, I have a show.
Whoa.
At the Layover.
Wow.
On Franklin.
You gonna tear gas
Oakland,
some people?
1517 Franklin, 8:30. November
shot.
15th. Yeah, probably.
Where were your riot gear, everybody?
I will.
No,
Brendan,
talking to the crowd.
All right.
Wait. I got a story for you. 90 seconds.
All right.
Before In Time, you know how they usually like there's the crazy path people who are in a line, right?
Uh huh.
You're now familiar with them. They're hobos. They live under bridges.
Yes,
they smell real bad.
Throw cats at
people.
And
then there's, like, the press kind of mills around waiting to, like, go in. Well, we had a very ambitious usher be like, you know what? I'm going to line the press up this time, and they're going to be in a line as well.
Ooh.
So what would happen is new hobos arriving on the scene would come to the press line and be like, is this a line? Because this one's shorter. I like this line. And then some poor press person would have to be like, no, it's this other line that 100 other stinky people are in. So I look at these two lines in this situation, and I think to myself, I'm not getting either of those lines. I'm just going to sit next to this pole and read a book, right? Just be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the usher comes up to me. I'm sitting down, mind you, and I'm reading a book. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not protesting. I don't have a sign. And he says, sir. I don't say anything. I'm not a sir. excuse me, sir.
My dad's a sir.
Yeah, what can I do for you? Are you in line for this movie? No, man, I'm pressed. I'm just waiting here to read my book. Yeah, can I go ahead and get you in the press line? No, I'm not going to do that. So I leave. I go get a coffee, come back 5 minutes later, breeze through. But then I felt a little bad because the dude probably makes, like, what, $7 an hour, and I'm giving him a hassle. But I feel like he set up an arbitrary system that was bad.
You know what, Laramie? Fuck that guy.
Fight the power. That's what the Rum Diary is about, man.
No,
you see that.
Fuck that guy.
It's just that right there.
And I also
didn't want to talk to people. Like, I don't go to movies to talk to people. If I want to wait in line, I just go do that.
Laramie, the line is for the stinky hobos. They need a line. They wouldn't know where to go without a line, and then there'd be a mad rush. They don't even know what movie they're seeing. They just want to get out from under the bridge for a couple hours.
Oh, God, I love all the time that I have just eating all the time.
In hindsight, he was probably mad I was wearing a beret. And that's a fair point.
And you were reading a book in French?
Yes, I was.
Out loud.
Yeah. Something by Flaubert.
Mouthful of croissant.
Flaubert. I just imagine a bear who's just like he's like all flawed and he's all sad because he's like autistic and he doesn't love people right.
Really? I just picture a French guy with gas.
I just love the excuse me, sir. Like, if I don't ask you the first time, I really don't want to talk to
sir?
You.
Yeah.
Really
sir, can I get you to blank, no, blank, sir. Blank?
I'm gonna go ahead and ask you to get in line.
You can, but you're going to have to get romantic.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening. Laramie, thanks for coming on. And Brendan?
Yeah, frogcast@gmail.com or drop us some voicemails with our Google Voice number, 415-275-0030.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, or is it 0330?
No, 0030.
0030, 415-275-0030. Until next week, good night and good chins.